The New York Knicks, who not long ago couldn't get out of their own way on the court or off the court, are one of the hottest teams in basketball right now. Howard Beck covers the NBA for the New York Times. Howard, welcome back to Only a Game.
Hey, Bill, how are you?
Very well, thank you. What are some of the factors contributing to the current success of the Knicks?
Yeah, it's a lot of things. I think the biggest one is that they now have a luxury at a position that they had been really kind of depleted at the last couple of years. They've got two great point guards who are both starting. Jason Kidd, who's obviously a Hall of Famer and who is still playing at a high level despite being up there in years at 39, and Raymond Felton, who was really good for the Knicks a few years back before they traded him. Those two guys have really settled the offense. They're getting the most out of Carmelo Anthony, and Carmelo Anthony's playing at an MVP type of level. But the Knicks in the last few years really just didn't have that great point guard, aside from a couple weeks, of course, of Linsanity, and that was obviously a very short-lived phenomenon. But now they have two veteran guys running the offense, and things are looking really sharp.
The Knicks won a dramatic game over the Brooklyn Nets on Tuesday night. Has a genuine rivalry been established between those two teams?
A lot of people say there's no true rivalry until they meet in the playoffs, until they've had some real battles, some history. I kind of tend to go the other way, that just being here in the midst of this, having seen the two games between the teams that have happened so far in Brooklyn, listening to fans, hearing them, responding to them on Twitter, the fans are really going at each other over this thing in a way that never happened when the Nets were in New Jersey. And so to me, I say the rivalry lives in the minds of the fans. What happens on the court matters, but if the fans are ripping each other and taking shots at each other, it's on. And so, no, I think the rivalry is already quite healthy. And the fact is they played two very close games, too, and that kind of amps it up.
Well, I assume with all the excitement we've been talking about that Linsanity is, in fact, in the rearview mirror. But is anybody following the Knicks still saying, oh, we should have held on to that guy?
There's a great love and appreciation of Jeremy Lin, especially among certain subsets of Knicks fans, especially those who really just don't like the way the team is run in general. You know, look, winning's the bottom line. And the fact that the Knicks have been winning at a fantastic rate and lead the Eastern Conference means that pretty much all is forgiven, I think. You know, I'm sure there are still fans who feel that they could have and should have kept Jeremy Lin, even as a backup. It wasn't mutually exclusive. They could have signed some guys and still kept him. But yeah, the Knicks are having such great success that I think at this point people feel like, you know, it was fun while it lasted, but good luck to him in Houston, and we like the guys we have.
Is the NBA a healthier league with a strong New York Knicks?
You hear that all the time, and you don't hear it with any other team in the league. No one ever says, you know, it's always better for the NBA when the Milwaukee Bucks are good. I'm not sure. The size of the market obviously is so vast that – you know, it's better to have a ton of people in the tri-state area tuned in than not. Does it really matter ultimately? I don't think so. You know, look, we had all those years where the Lakers were collecting championships and the NBA was doing just fine. Attendance and ratings were going up all the time. The Bulls dominated the 90s and the Knicks were good in those years, but they weren't championship caliber. You know, the Knicks haven't won a championship in 40 years and the NBA has done nothing but grow. So it's a bit of a New York centric premise.
Howard Beck covers the NBA for the New York Times. Howard, thanks very much for speaking with me.
My pleasure. Thanks for having me.